He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not, and I'm still sleepy, but this is School Talk, and I'm wide awake. No, I'm not. Good morning. Our main line here is 244 WBDG. That's 244-9234. But you can't call in because I got a guest on the line waiting to get in. Talk about some stuff and things that involve our young people. And our young folks, our young scholars are always involved in educational opportunities here at Ben Davis High School. So I got my, speaking of educational opportunities, Good morning, Mr. Easter.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm about court low.
I haven't had to do this in a while. I hope I remember what I'm doing.
I did say educational opportunity. Hey, once in a while, you got to test the teachers, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, sometimes you got to test the test, you
this
know.
This morning, Landon Nelson is attending the Westside Chamber of Commerce meeting. So okay. He's doing that. And I'm not sure where Rob is this morning. Hopefully he's okay. It's unlike him to miss the school talk.
Yeah,
so
he's not doing no yard.
Hope he's doing all right.
He ain't doing no yard chores. I know that. So.
Too early for that. And too cold. A little cold this morning.
I don't care if it's warm outside. Rob ain't cutting cut my grass. Now, good morning, Mr. Easter. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. How was your week?
It's been a good week.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. You know, we had President's Day on Monday,
hey!
So it's a short week,
yeah.
Which is always kind of nice,
mm-hmm.
Especially this time of year. You know, that long haul between when you get back from winter break to when you get to spring break, it's a long haul. So
yeah.
A nice little day there. Last night they had the Dare to Dream Awards.
Okay, saw that.
Which is pretty cool. Well, it's not pretty cool. It is really cool.
Yeah.
Handing out some awards to some special folks. And our own Garrett Burkle.
Saw that.
Won an award. So congratulations
mm-hmm.
to him.
Our standard, Dr. Butts. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we're to that point. Sectional for boys basketball is coming up next week.
Yeah.
Giants taking on Tech tonight. We'll do more of that here in just a minute.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, well, stuff and things happening around the school. Our student scholars are always busy, and sometimes we shout out what they're doing on a thing that we call the
I can't find the button.
Sorry, I had to readjust the mic there.
Educational opportunities.
Like I said, I haven't done this in a while, okay? Go easy on me. Anyway, coming up Sunday, a major event we're going to talk about a little bit more today. It is College Goal Sunday coming up on Sunday, February 25th. It's a free event. FAFSA's been a mess this year, as I'm sure our guest is going to talk about here in just a moment. Starts at 2 p.m., so if you're listening to the replay of School Talk, that means it's starting right now. It's all over Indiana, College Goal mm-hmm. Sunday, at a lot of different sites. So if you want to go to that, closest sites to Ben Davis High School are Decatur Central High School, also Arsenal Tech, and George Washington. So those three sites are really close to Ben Davis.
Yeah.
So if you need help with FAFSA, as I'm sure many people do, get out and get that help for free. Whoops. My mic moved on me. Get that help for free on Sunday, the 25th at 2 p.m. We mentioned it briefly, Ben Davis boys basketball. The Tech Titans visiting Ben Davis tonight on Friday at 7:30 p.m. tonight. We'll have that game for you here on Giant 90.9. Also, the Ben Davis Dance Marathon, the guest we had last week, coming up March the 2nd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Ben Davis 9th Grade Center, trying to raise some money there for Riley Hospital. And, you know, my favorite thing on the board, spring break.
Hey.
No, just kidding. Hey. No, it still feels like we're so far away from spring break, but we're really not. Coming up on March 16th through the 31st, there will be no school during spring break, unless you want to hang out here and nobody will be here. But spring break coming up. We'll have more spring break stuff coming up next couple weeks here on School Talk. And, of course, as always, you can follow us on social media. We're at WBDG Indy, except on TikTok, where we're at Giant909. And request line 317-244-9234. You already heard about that. Podcast always available on Audio Boom. And this show can be reheard on Sunday at 2 p.m. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was...
Always got stuff and things going on with the Ben Davis High School students. And today is nothing different than that. Hey, on gotta go right to it. On the line. Remember a long time ago, there was a radio show by Willie Frank Middlebrook. And he always said, "Who's on the line, Mr. Charlie?" Was there ever Mr. Charlie in the show? I don't. I think he just said that. And then went to the airways. You know,
so character he made up, maybe. Yeah.
Who's on the line, Mr. Easter?
Well, someone's on the line, Emerson.
Good morning, Bill.
I so bad wanted to say first time, long time, but I've called before. So.
Okay, first time, long time ago. No, you called before, so we can say we can't say first time in a long time. You're right, you can't because you're so busy. I should do the show. Is where's Bill Wozniak at today? So that's my question. Where you at today?
Believe it or not, it's a rare moment, but I'm actually in Fishers today.
Okay.
As we are really locked in on getting ready for the big event Sunday that we're going to talk about. So things are rocking. But as you said, we never know where I am in Indiana. It's somewhere in Indiana. I'm usually somewhere, but actually today I'm actually in Fishers, which is rare, but I'm happy to be here.
Okay. For my first time listeners on the big shoe, Bill, tell my folks in my audience, what do you do? What organization do you work with?
So I'm my day job is with InvestEd.
You got four jobs.
as Ben Davis families and counselors, you know so well because we love Ben Davis so much. We're there all the time, you know, doing different things with how to fund education, you know, pay for education and grants and scholarships, and of course this year a whole lot about the FAFSA. And so that's my day job, and then I'm also co-chair of College Goal Sunday. And it is just going to be wild. This is going to be a really, really big event. It's going to be a big day Sunday with everything going on.
That's coming up Sunday here on February 25th. We're going to talk a lot about that. I'll do some digging into your personal life. And no, just kidding. But you got a conference coming up? InvestEd conference on February 27th, somewhere like that?
Conference?
Yeah, you got to go to that. I saw a comment at the Sheraton Indianapolis Hotel, the Keystone Crossing, 2024 INA. They're going to make you go to that?
Yeah. Wow, you've done your homework. We are presenting the Counselors Conference is next week. You see, I'm so locked in on the 25th. I'm so locked in on Sunday, I haven't gotten past it yet. Yeah, we're going to be at we're going to be presenting at the Counselors Conference next week, which is amazing. All the counselors get together and they, you know, cover so many things. But we were invited to give a presentation there about some of the things we're going to talk about today, but additional things as well. Just how, you know, helping students and families with everything related to paying for education beyond high school. Yeah, you know my calendar better than I do.
Well, I mentioned that because
check your calendar, yeah. Bill.
You know, that's the investigative reporters here at Giant 90.9, you know. So, so, you know, you are all over the place and not just talking to our students, but, hey, our parents, our teachers, and our counselors. That's the point I was trying to get to. You know, it's a lot like my show. I deal with issues involving my parents, my teachers, and my students. And you're all over the place like a race car driver. You just keep on moving. Wow, man, dang. Boy, who's your boss? Give you a raise.
Oh, I better send him the link to this podcast. Well, the page that you might have been on, our calendar page there, people, you know, all the counselors from across the state, as they reach out, they're like, wait a minute. So today you guys are in Evansville and Bloomington and Richmond and Indy and Fort Wayne. We're like, yeah, all of them.
Man. Man.
It's wild.
That's wild. I pushed the magic button, Mr. Man. That's just, man. I mean, it's like, that's just dedication. I mean, and thank God for you, for what you do, what your organization does. You know, I say that on behalf of a lot of the young people and the adults that might not really, really realize how important secondary education is. You know, life after high school, there is life after high school. But I'm 69 years old. And I'll tell you right now, the power of a secondary degree, if I had my degree, I don't know where, I've been on the moon. I mean, I ain't complaining, Bill, don't get me wrong. I've had a ride, and I'm still riding, and it's good. But, man, I could have some more icing on the other side of that cake.
One of the biggest things that we do, so, and again, Ben Davis, we just love Ben Davis so much, and we're there. Many schools across the state use what I'll call our full curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just a day job here before we dive into the 25th. And what you're just talking about there is so critically important. And what we do is when we talk to the 9th graders, the 10th graders, the 11th graders, and even the 12th graders to some extent. But as we sit there, we go through the first steps in the process, our interest inventory. The first steps are, okay, what do I think I want to do? Let's just take a look at it and then have tools where you can look at what education is needed for that. What's the salary? What type of education is needed? What are we really looking at here? And it's so funny when you sit with the students and sometimes they're like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was. And then sometimes they're like, wait a minute, there's blood involved with being a nurse or a doctor or something. Yeah, and they're like, okay, we're switching that right now. And it's
right.
Better to figure that out in your 10th grade than maybe, you know, when you're 25.
Yeah, like a deer in the headlights of a car. Oh, Molly. Gotta keep moving. Boy. Yeah. Boy, get out. Mommy, I'm going to be a janitor. What? Custodial engineer. Yeah. They make about $50,000 a year. Some of them do. Oh, wow, man.
That's where it starts.
Yeah. Man, that's what I'm saying. Before we ain't got there yet. I'm also reading that one of our sister schools, Ben Davis University, had their FAFSA competition event over there. I mean, y'all know you wasn't over there. But what I'm trying to say is you got your organization is all over the place. So, man.
We were very excited and thrilled for the invitation.
Mm.
And that was absolutely one of our events yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were so excited to be there. And just, again, you go from what are you going to do? What does it involve? What is the education needed for that?
Mm-hmm.
What is the cost for that? And you look at all of these different things and you plot them together to figure out if you have a plan.
Yeah.
And that's we help people with these steps. And then when you're weaponizing and you're really going to those final steps, okay, I'm going to enroll. I'm going to fill out the FAFSA. I'm going to enroll. I'm going to apply to this school. This is what I'm going to do. And then, okay, where are the funds? How do I pay for this? And every year, people walk away from scholarships and grant dollars that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't know. And then afterwards, they find out that they have extra student loans they didn't need. They have extra debt that they didn't need, mm-hmm. even when they get the education.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, that brings down the return on investment here. That brings it down because there's extra expenses that didn't have to be paid. And that's why we're so passionate about how do we get the grants? What are the grants? What are the scholarships? What are the dollars available? And how do you get it? And that's where we just help people make sure that they get that.
Man, you definitely need the information because if you make that boo-boo, make that mistake, and then you do something, you look back, you say, gosh, I could have had this, I could have had that, and you give yourself a headache, and you're not a doctor yet, you got to go get some pills. It don't feel good, you know. It just don't feel good. You say, "Oh man, I should have did it." But one thing about shoulda, coulda, and my microphone just moved. It's the fact that you guys are going to be here, or you'll be at the Cato Central at 2 p.m. Sunday, February the 25th. You guys last night, you were over there. Some of your colleagues were over there at the Ben Davis University. So all you students and your families that can hear my weak voice on the radio looking for help completing the FAFSA, you know, are encouraged to attend this event coming up February the 25th, Sunday at 2 p.m. at Decatur Central. You can't go wrong. So let's lay the groundwork, Bill. What would they expect when they first get there? I know it's free parking. So what can they expect? They got to sign in. What they got to do?
Right. So for almost 40 years, College Goals Sunday. So on Sunday, we're talking College Goals Sunday. For almost 40 years, College Goals Sunday has taken place in Indiana. It's just this absolutely amazing event where across the state. The experts from ISFA, the Indiana Student Financial Aid Association, the experts from the colleges and universities across the state all dedicate their time and energy to making sure that all Hoosiers have free expert help with filing the FAFSA. So that's what the 25th is, College Goal Sunday, and this is the cream of the crop. These are the best financial aid experts in the state, and so they're all going to be gathered at these 40 locations, and as you mentioned, we have the Annapolis locations, at these 40 locations across the state. So somebody says, okay, I want to go to College Goals Sunday. I want to get my FAFSA filed. They're going to go to one of these 40 locations, and they're going to walk in, and there's going to be friendly people. There's going to be a table, and they're going to say, welcome. You know, we're so glad to have you here. And no joke, the friendly people are going to be like, okay, the computer lab is to your left or the computer lab is to the right, and you're going to go right there and be with the experts that you're going to sit down at a computer. You're going to get the FAFSA filed. You're going to sit with them. They're going to have all the answers for you. And in addition to that, they also know things about, okay, what else is happening right now? Like, I'm going through the admissions process, and, you know, I didn't get this letter, or I did get this letter. What does this mean? Because these are the people from the colleges across Indiana. So you're going to meet friendly people, and the friendly people are going to get you to the computer lab, at a computer, and then help you as you file the FAFSA.
Okay, it's going to cost me some. How much does admission pay? How much does it cost to get in?
There is no admission. There is no admission. There is no fee. There is no fee whatsoever. It's completely free expert help from the best of the best from the experts. Now, there is one thing this year that is a little different from years past, and that is what's called the FSAID. The FSAID is sort of your electronic signature, and the student needs that, and the parents need that. And this is something that we've had in the past. The FSAID has existed for years. This is a thing. But it's really, really important for anybody that's hearing this, especially live this morning or today. The FSAID is something that you sign up for, but a change that federal student aid has made is that there's a little bit of a lag when you set this up for it to then, you know, be approved and be active. And so if people today on Friday here, if it's, you're listening live, if you can go out, the students and the parents can go get that FSAID. If they can get that, then it could be active by Sunday, hopefully, and they could be good to go. And that just helps speed things along. But that's one difference that I wanted to make sure we touched on this morning. If people can get that FSAID for the student and the parents, that just helps things on Sunday.
So what if they don't have it?
So what
are they out? I mean, they can't. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to help them get that FSAID. All right. And this has been, we started on this campaign last May. Again and again, and at every Ben Davis event that we were doing during the day, we keep harping on this FSAID. But okay. there's going to be families that show up without it. It's just the way things work. It's going to happen. But we will help you get that FSAID form taken care of. We'll get that done with the families. We'll make sure that they get that all submitted. And then the experts will be able to talk with the family about, okay, here's the couple questions that you're going to see. And here's what you're going to put in when you see this line or that line on Sunday, because the experts know what the families are going to see once they get into the form and get going.
Okay. Besides that, what other requirements are required to attend?
So showing up and being ready to get the form filed is the most important thing. Now, in addition to that, the greatest thing, so I gave you the bad news, this FSAID aspect this year. The good news is the form has less questions. The form is much more direct. And things like importing the tax information, which we used to have to write by hand on paper, and then we used to have to go in and sort of be asked, is this okay, and go through those steps as the data retrieval tool occurred. Now it's more direct, and people ask us, did my tax stuff go in? And the answer is yes, you authorized it. You said it was okay, and then it went into the form. So people say, well, that was less questions. That was easier than in the past, and that is true. It's less questions. It takes less time. It goes faster. Once we get over that FSAID hurdle, it goes much faster and better.
Okay. Yeah, that's good, because this, I mean, if you ain't never done this before, it can be kind of overwhelming because you just don't know. And when you show up, you'll be hoping and praying that you didn't forget a document or some type of requirement. So you get there and you go like, okay, you're ready to go. Okay, I said ready, didn't say ready. But I got an English teacher on the other side of the microphone, so I said ready. You're ready to go. And to know that, you know, to have everything is so important. I mean, that just give you a headache. Because you get up early and then to go do what you got to do and get there on time, you know.
Yeah, I have a question, Bill. You know, I know that there have been some changes this year with the FAFSA and what people are required to fill it out, and anything on that?
Yes. So there's on at collegegoalsunday.org. On collegegoalsunday.org, there is a tab we have at the top for resources. And on the resources tab, you can see there is a PDF that we made, a one pager that we made, and it's the one called a FAFSA checklist. And I think that's the page, if anybody wants it right there, so they don't have to keep scribbling down as we're talking here. It's called the FAFSA checklist. And right there, it talks about at the very top, it talks about, you know, the FSAID that we just talked about, how important that is. But then there's a real short list, but it's very important, like the personal documents for students and parents, you know your social security number, have your driver's license, you know, your driver's license number, something like that, or alien registration number or permanent residence card if you don't have that. And then the tax documents, we're talking about 2022 tax documents. And I know how weird that sounds as we sit here in 2024. But we're talking about the 2022 federal tax return and 2022 W-2 forms. That's what we're talking about. And then finally, and this is all on this checklist, people can just print it out or look at it, you know, to have their list. Then assets for students and parents, you know, bank statements, child support received in the past year, some investment info, things like that. And again, the reason why these are important, the form is so much faster, it's so much easier. But if for some reason you're having difficulty or you're a little nervous, the experts can look at these things that you brought with you and they can say, okay, for this question, this is what you want to put in. And they can give you the number. They can literally sit there and total it up because they do this all the time. And then you don't have to worry when you go back home or, you know, trying to dig for the things 2 days after College Bowl Sunday. If you bring these things that are on this FAFSA checklist with you, you'll be golden. You'll be in great shape no matter what.
That's great information. Also, Bill, here, as you know from visiting Ben Davis, we have an extremely diverse student population. We have an immigrant population here at Ben Davis, folks who may or may not be citizens of the United States. When you come to an event like this, let's say maybe a parent is not a citizen, but their child is. Are there any specific? Is there, first of all, is there anything to fear? Let's say I'm not a I'm not a citizen, but I want to bring my child to this event. Is there anything to fear from that? And secondly, what should they bring with them if they're in that situation?
Thank you so much. What a great question. Number one on the fear item, no, there is nothing to fear. And this is a question we get all the time, of course. And there is nothing to fear, but that is a big thing out there, and I'm glad that we took a moment to highlight that. Now, I talked about how they've changed the form. I've talked about how it performs a little differently and how it works on the inside is different this year. One of the things that has been a big topic even this week is how the form is going to operate for the situations that you just outlined. And this has been the guidance that has been sought by the filing experts for the last few months. And it has been, how are we going to go about this? How do we get this done? What do we do? And so even this week, guidance was put out from the department, how to go about this, how to best do this. And what I would say, John and Emerson, one, no fear. Come to the event, sit with the experts, and they will be up to date on the best possible things you can do with the form as of Sunday based on the recent guidance. The part that we were hoping was that there would be some automated path, some easy path where you just do this or enter this, and then there would be some sort of a check done behind the scenes and automated and things like that. But the FAFSA has had glitches this year, as I think everybody listening knows. And so they're trying to sort through all of these things. And this topic here is an area that even this week, they're still adjusting guidance on. And so it has been something that is not going smooth and easy, but the experts on College Bowl Sunday will be able to sit with you for your specific situation and give you the best guidance possible on this. As the department themselves are working through this. In cases where it is a U.S. citizen and all the documentation is in hand and things are getting sent in, there's still lag and time and waiting for approval and waiting to be able to do edits. It's just the way things are going this year, and it's just lagging out. And in this case, it's an additional step and an additional hurdle that we're working through, and these experts will be able to get you in the best place possible. But it is a snag this year. It is something that is being more difficult than we had hoped.
Just listening to you talk, and I hope the parents understand and students understand how important it is to come to this event, to be there in person, so you can talk to somebody face-to-face, eye to eye, ear to ear, to hear what you just talked about. Because if online is awesome, reading is required, but it's nothing like face to face, boy. And getting the information the right way. That is awesome. I got another question that deals with some other event, but the College Go Sunday, is that mainly for seniors? That's the senior one.
Yeah,
because you're ready to go.
That's it. This is to get now. Anybody can ask a question. These are the friendliest people in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next to you two guys. Oh. But
you're so kind. Push your magic button. He's a nice guy. Thank you, Bill. Checks in the mail.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes.
Now, I did, like I say, I checked your schedule and looked into your personal life and saw something about February 28th, Ben Davis High School Junior College Planning Night. I told you.
There we go.
Now, I don't know if you're going to be there or not, but you guys are doing it again. That's what I'm saying. So I know this fast food event is for the seniors, but you guys have not forgot about the ones that haven't got to the senior stage yet, getting them ready to be ready for their senior year. So you're going to be at Ben Davis High School, according to what I'm seeing, February 28th at 5:30 p.m. For the junior college planning night. And well, there, yeah, go ahead.
College fair, yeah, that, yeah. On the 28th, you're looking at the and the college fair, and we're giving a little presentation in the college fair. But see, that's the beauty of this whole thing. The cycle continues, right?
We got to get
working. We work on the FAFSA on Sunday, and then we got to work with the other students as they begin their journey, and they're on their journey, making their way towards being seniors, right?
Yeah. Man, where were you at when I was in high school?
making mistakes on the FAFSA is where I was at.
No, you probably wasn't born. You're so young.
Oh, you're so kind.
Man, I'm serious, Bill. When I went to high school back in 1972, I would have graduated from high school in 1972, but I joined the Marines. So I was a knucklehead in high school, man. I mean, I don't think my teachers really, really pushed me or challenged me. My parents did the best they could with seven kids. And we didn't even think about college, man. We just maybe get out of high school and get a job. But man, 72. If I had this stuff and same way with a radio program here at Ben Davis High School, I don't know where I would be this at this stage in my life, man. But you guys are doing, it's awesome, man. You just don't know you're changing lives before the lives has even changed, man. My hat goes off. Push the magic button again. Wow, man. I'm excited. Every time I talk to you, you take me down memory lane. Man, I'm telling the folks out there listening, you know, do it. You know, come to these organizations, come to these events. You know, listen to what InvestEd is talking about. Listen to what Bill and the counselors are talking about, because this stuff is huge. Because believe me, I'm 69, Bill, and that's a fact. You know, this stuff matters when you get older. Woo, man. Woo. I'm excited. I almost went back to school, Bill. I got 12 hours credit. Almost went back. I almost did. Yeah. But I went to work.
Never too late.
I know. Anyway, Bill, anything else you want to leave with us? I know I took us over the time limits, but you're so important, so I'm going to give you the last word. But go ahead.
We're so excited about Sunday. We're so excited about College Goal Sunday, February 25th, this Sunday, 2 p.m. local time across the state, 40 locations. All the information at collegegoalsunday.org, and there's a way there. There's a easy way to contact us if someone goes there and then has a question or whatever. collegegoalsunday.org. It's going to be wonderful, and as always, we just can't thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about the big event. It means the world to us.
Well, thank you, Bill, for what you do, man, your organization, InvestEd. And I play this back. You need a raise.
I will make sure my boss gets this.
Man, from a grandfather, tell him from a grandfather who has 12 hours college credit, who has grandchildren and nieces and nephews out there in the world. Man, I appreciate what you do, man. I appreciate what you're talking about. You know, keep it up, man, because young folks, you know, need to hear what you're talking about, need this organization. So keep on what you're doing, man, and I'm so glad you're doing it. So you go out there and have an awesome day, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Woo, man. Mr. Easter?
Yeah.
Realize that's huge stuff.
I mean, it
kind of like brings tears to my eyes because I think about my past and I think about the opportunities that I've had and some opportunities I didn't have. You know, I really think about it bugs me sometimes, you know, that I didn't finish college and I didn't get my degree. You know, I'm not complaining. I just say it bugs me.
Right.
Because I got, you know, 6 beautiful grandchildren, 2 great granddaughters and 4 daughters. And I don't really want for nothing. I got a whole long list of wants, but I don't need nothing. I got a whole long list of wants. But education is so important, Mr. Easter.
It is, yeah.
I want to say it's everything, but it's everything because it kind of like, and I would say I'm going over and I can talk to Mr. Easter, but you're Mr. Easter, so I can't get in trouble. So it's like, it's like, okay, you think about your life, You think about the things you want to accomplish. You think about the places you want to live. You think about the things that you want to have. You think about the people you want to associate with. That all relates to education.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the crew that you hang with here at Ben Davis High School. All the educators you hang with. You know, if they weren't on the same page as you, you wouldn't be with them. They wouldn't be with you.
Right.
I mean, it shapes everything about you, your future.
Well, and you know, education as a definition, it means something to different people.
Yeah.
Obviously, what you've done, you've educated yourself after high school.
Yeah.
By doing so many different jobs and learning so many things and working here and working with our students. I mean, all that is education too, I think. And then, of course, some people will be like, well, I don't want to go to college. I want to go to the military. Well, yeah. They educate you in the military on how to do your job in the military, or, you know, what else. If you're going to be an officer, you have that education. But then also, there's trade schools and things like right. that out there, which, you know, we need electricians, we need auto mechanics, we need all these people. And so even if college isn't necessarily for you, which we've been kind of harping on today is the college aspect, there are all these other things. But don't just sit there and be a bump on a log. And,
yeah,
you know, I think that's what you don't want to do.
Yes, I agree. I feel better, too.
Oh, I do. I always enjoy talking to Bill because he knows. He knows everything there is to know about this, and a lot of us aren't experts.
Yeah.
But that's why you have people like that work at Invest Ed, and people like Bill, and the volunteers are going to be there on Sunday at College School Sunday, because they're the ones that know how to do this. So, you know, and I'm glad he answered the question, too, about our immigrants.
Yeah.
Because it's sometimes scary. There is a fear factor.
Yeah.
Like, well, they're going to look at my federal forms, you know, and sometimes that creates fear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to hear that, you know, they're there to help.
Yeah. I mean, wait a minute. I don't mean to say this the wrong way, so I probably will say it the wrong way. but it's like, I mean, okay.
Possible edit in 3, 2.
But, you know, when you think about the fear factor, and you think about our friends and family that come from other countries and with the federal documentation. I mean, we live here, and sometimes we got problems with Uncle Sam. Right.
Yeah.
And they don't know our uncle.
Right.
And we worry about it, so they come in blind and say, oh, my goodness. You know, that's a fear factor.
But we have, and that's one thing I love about Ben Davis High School. You walk these hallways and you see all these languages being spoken, you know, African languages, South American languages, you know, just languages from all over the world. And it's inspiring.
I'd be crazy. I wonder if you could count how many languages from the front door to the back door you encountered and had a chance to speak at least one word in that language before you got to the back door.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
just watch an episode of BDTV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And look at the faces that are on that show.
Yeah.
And if you're not inspired that all those kids come to Ben Davis or come to Area 31, then I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Ah, thank you, Mr. Rich. That's good. Very, very awesome points. We need to do a show also on one day. Maybe we'll do a show on all of the success, what really success looks like, because it looks different to different people, but when you look at it on the surface, success looks good, even though you might have went a different route.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, what you said makes me feel better, you know, about a lot of different things, because I've done a lot and felt great about a lot of things, and I am have opportunity to be around some great people, presidents on down, and it's been cool. It has been cool. It has been cool. I guess I'm gonna do it now, Mr. Easter. I got an announcement to make.
Oh, okay.
This is gonna be my last year.
What?
Yeah.
Doing school talk?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna turn it over to the students.
Okay.
So one thing when we did this program, back in 2003, the goal, when I hang up the single, a student will be the host of school talk. And so it's going to be school talk, whatever the student is. And I'm hoping that the student will cherish that. But this is the last one.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought about it. And I said, but I'm not going to disappear. I'm not going nowhere. It's got to be school talk or marriage or something like that.
But school talk, whatever you want to host.
Yeah, but think about it. Yeah, this is going to be the 20th year, the last year, and then we'll have the students going to take over the airway as the host of School Talk when this new year kicks out. That's going to be interesting.
We'll have to work through that, but we'll see.
It's about time to hang up to pass on the torch, and but I ain't going nowhere. Concentrate a lot more on my prostate cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get some podcasts out there, some heavy airway work on my prostate cancer awareness. The weird thing about, and I know I'm over, but weird thing about prostate cancer is like when men, you hear them on TV and I hear them about their challenges and the deaths, it affects me personally. I don't know Derek King. It was just Martin Luther King's son. I didn't know him from a can of paint. But his story has hit me mm-hmm. hard. I don't know King Charles over there in Britain or overseas. I don't know in England. I don't know him. But his story hits me hard. So I'm like, if I'm not in front of some young man talking about get your prostate checked at the age of 39 and 40, I don't feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now. So I'm going to be jumping into prostate cancer awareness with both feet on this side of the airways and the other side of the airways also. So when you look up prostate cancer awareness in the dictionary, they have dictionaries. You'll see my face. So
now it's you type it in Google. And
I know.
Look on that dictionary.
I know you got to ask for a pick, you know. But anyway, yeah. But yeah, so, yep. So there I did it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was hard.
I know.
Next week, guest, who we got? Do it again.
You kind of threw
one,
me.
Two, three.
You threw me a curveball there, Emerson.
Stay tuned.
I think it is the Midsummer Night's Dream. I think the theater people are coming back.
Oh, man, I love my kids.
Yep.
Ah.
So they'll be back next week.
What I love about when we have students in there from the theater, it's going through parts of the production ad lib. And they never know I'm going to ask them, or they might know now, but they never know I'm going to ask them to do part of their part.
Right.
Because I'm a fan of radio drama. I was born and raised on radio and listened to all the stories.
Like Journey.
Huh?
Just like Journey.
Yeah.
Raised on radio.
Yeah. And it's like, you know,
the Journey album.
Get those teeth. Yeah, exactly. So it was like, turn the lights out and listen to the voices, you know, and you can just feel, you can feel everything when you close your eyes. You can see everything. That sounds crazy when you close your eyes and see everything. But you close your eyes, you can see everything.
Right.
And so I love when the students come on from the theater, the production, or the troops, and just make them go through their parts. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who's next on the show? What kids coming up? We got in studio. Kids going to do anything today or?
Well, I don't know. I have not.
You've been here.
I've been sitting here since 7:30, so I don't know what's going on.
Mysteries just lost control. No. But thank you for pinch hitting for the for Big Nelly or Big Rob.
Yeah.
I don't know who's was. We had two.
I think it was Rob today.
Big Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. He cut my grass later. Okay. Well, to the parents and to the teachers, our students. First, thank you, Bill. Yeah. Thank you, Bill. Bill Wozniak. To the parents and to our teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to invest in themselves and others. What you give out, you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. You can't go wrong with Wild Bill Wozniak. You can't go wrong with John Easter. Can't go wrong with Mr. Goins. Can't go wrong with a lot of folks. Boucher Bus. Those are good company. Hang with them. Hey, Sandy Squire, the principal. Hang with good people. You can't go wrong. Well, the views expressed on schools are necessary views of the Wayne Township, Bendix High School, Giant 98.9. They're my views. Until next week, I'll see you on School Talk. Ah!